area right around the
rail fences way back and
horses and so forth.
Let rails and make fences around the around a horse lot.
Of course,
well, you just put them in a pasture down. We use pine here.
What about where?
I don't know.
Good place with corn
like where we have. They split up in length about 12 or 14 inches. Just an old bit of hemp field.
Anybody around here ever raise cotton or anything like
that? Maybe a no, four. Cotton don't treat the good here. I don't know why, it's just they need to climb a hook here.
Catalog
is
always
turning back. Then they had to put a stake over here and one over there, coming out of a stake and rider. Then they put one rail right on top of it and keep it
going. When you were coming up with y'all, you were
out of stake and rider fence. Well, most of them finally got to where they could get wire.
Rail fences way back.
Keep using.
They split rail fences around the farm.
And the timber
of the farm.
That old gone too.
Tell me about doing that kind of work.
Wire,
what kind of wire?
Well, you just, they use barbed wire. Yeah. We call it American wire, regular
hog
wire.
Here. I don't,
you put up those barbed wire
and they split up. No, they don't make them up 12,
14 feet.
I have put up quite a few.
Split it up.
Good. Kind of,
maybe a 4x4.
Kind of mean work. You're always getting cut or scratched.
And they'd
let's come make it tricky. Well, a long fence, this barbed wire usually comes in a,
and they had to
move
a stake on a quarter of a mile.
There.
Cold out a stake
and a rail.
Then they put one rail
and
right
put on the top of it, you know, keep
a big post, a strong post here, you know.
Cold out a stake right
at the corner post.
Then you move it here a quarter of a mile.
Wire.
You put down a
another big post and
brace it where
it can't
break
back
and
dump it
and
the
timber that old gone
to stretch it. Yeah.
And
then
go back.
And wire, what kind of wire fences would y'all
have to put in?
Use barbed wire or
we call it
American wire,
ridiculous
hog wire,
post,
whatever this is.
You put up those barbed wire
fences?
You
don't use it
for
it.
No, they're not too much trouble
with barbed wire.
I've had put up quite a few of them.
Yeah. Pretty hard work.
It's not these kind of mean work. You're always getting cut, scratched,
and
hurt somebody. Well, a long fence, this barbed wire usually comes in a rule. It's a quarter of a mile in a rule. And you put out
that's
picket strong post.
Yeah,
you corner
a lot.
Post. And they move here a quarter of a mile around the yard. There's another big post, bracing where it can't pull back. And got some stretchers.
There's too many that you can cut logs.
Go back down and staple it to each post.
Cut logs whatever distance you want to count them.
18 inches usually apart.
Pine.
Most timbers about 4.
The children are handy. And I've seen a few made out of these cabbage palms. They don't last very long.
Well, it's not easy.
Did you ever see a
lot of them
around the houses and kind of fences?
Kind of like a rail fence.
Side by side like that. I went up there and Tom. That cabbage palm, that been good for anything?
Kind of
maybe
it'll be
some.
Well, people eat a lot of it.
Like that.
Oh, that's it about now.
It's called
the hearts of palm. They used to be
them.
Crackers, we call it a cabbage.
They use them mostly palm. Around the house?
Yeah, around the yard. Well, I don't know if I don't get too much for it. I eat a lot of it.
Have you ever used any